The idea of youth flight from Vermont seems like an article of faith. Everybody knows young people who have left the state for college, for jobs, and for a different lifestyle. But it turns out the numbers show nearly as many young people are coming to Vermont as leaving. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
We all know young people who have left Vermont.
Kids of family members or relatives or neighbors.
Which leads us to one conclusion.
And you're thinking, oh my God, you know, there's this whole out-migration of people.
But the people moving out represent only part of the equation. The other part, the people who are moving in, is less obvious to us.
You tend not to know the people coming in, but they're there.
According to data from the Internal Revenue Service, nearly as many young people are moving to Vermont as those leaving, dispelling the popular notion that Vermont is losing young people in droves. Paul Celo of Public Assets Institute has been analyzing the IRS information, which is based on tax returns and has only been available for the past 3 years.
I think the lesson is that we don't need to be thinking about how do we seal the borders, you know, to prevent people from leaving. We just acknowledge that there's a natural flow of people.
Nationally, the most mobile age group is people under 36 years old. Celo says even for that group, the number who migrate is pretty small.
We're not talking about big numbers. It's about 15,000 people move in and out in a given year.
Tony Brogna is one example of the in-migration. He and his wife moved to Vermont in 2009 when he was 31.
We said, let's just pick up and move to Vermont. We left Boston without jobs and came here and found our way.
Brogna says they were drawn to Vermont because they felt it was a better match for them personally and professionally.
I don't want to be cliche, right? Everybody says, you know, that the outdoors. I think it was kind of the spirit of collaboration and community.
The question comes up whether Chittenden County is the destination for most young people moving to Vermont. And that's a difficult one to answer. The IRS data shows migration to and from Vermont among all age groups is pretty evenly distributed among Vermont counties on a per capita basis. But according to Census Bureau data from 2000 and 2010, all but two Vermont counties lost people ages 15 to 34 in that period. In most cases, the numbers are small, but Chittenden County saw a nearly 10% increase in that age group. One factor in Chittenden County's favor is that young people are moving in not only from out of state, but from other Vermont counties. Michael Moser is coordinator of the Vermont State Data Center.
We're not talking about massive numbers or anything, but net overall, there's more people coming to Chittenden County from the counties than are leaving Chittenden County to the other counties.
Jane Kolodinsky, director of the UVM Center for Rural Studies, says there are signs that the longstanding trend of people moving from rural areas to urban areas is subsiding, and the youth migration figures might be an indication of that.
I would almost hypothesize that we are going to have a resurgence of rural America again in the next 20 years.
Kolodinsky says she anticipates an increasing number of young people coming to Vermont, some for the first time, some who are returning home. She says quality of life will likely be the main driver.
Places with good schools, with safe environments, with our wonderful surroundings and working landscape.
Despite the fact there's no stampede of young people out of here, Vermont is still an aging state with a low birth rate and stagnant population numbers. Some would argue that means more young people have to move in, and Paul Celo of Public Assets doesn't disagree.
And I think that that's why we would say, particularly with the under 26 and the 26 to 34 age groups, to really look at what are those people who are coming to Vermont seeing in Vermont, and then to build on that.
Celo says we shouldn't be as concerned about young Vermonters leaving to experience other people and places. The key is to understand what will bring them back. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.